Is there ever a time where your family or friend is suddenly detained by U.S. Enforcement and Removal Office, ICE Division, and bond is still the last thing you need to worry about? I'll answer that question and explain. Stay tuned. Well, the answer is yes. Bonding out a loved one is the last thing to worry about based on the following scenario. Often we receive panic calls from individuals who report that their family member or friend has been detained by ICE. And how can our lawyers bond them out as soon as possible? However, a quick check by our lawyers of the U.S. immigration system reveals a far worse problem. The detained individual already has an old removal order in place, and the U.S. government is set to reinstate the order and conduct an expedited removal to the person's home country, making him or her completely ineligible for bond. When this happens, the first and most important step that is needed is the filing of a motion to reopen the case and a motion to stay any removal or deportation of the detained individual. Your U.S. immigration lawyer must know how to immediately file such a motion with the correct court which last had jurisdiction. Jurisdiction alone is a complicated issue not discussed here. However, once the correct venue is determined, a motion to reopen and stay must be promptly filed in court. The good news is that once the proper motions are filed and a U.S. immigration judge grants a favorable decision to reopen the case, a bond hearing date may immediately be set to request bond. With the final removal order lifted, the threat of expedited immediate removal to his or her home country has been stopped, allowing everyone to breathe easier while a legal defense is determined. If you have any questions, our attorneys are available for a consultation. Our contact information is listed below. This has been your Vassal Law Immigration Minute.